أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه وخاتم الأنبياء المرسلين سيد الأولين والآخرين شافع المذنبين رحمة للعالمين محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. من المعصومين قال الله تعالى في مقام الكتاب العزيز بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والأرض إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صلوات. Alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure to stand in front of all the believers at this moment. Today we want to talk about establishing a community, inshallah. And a lot of times when we think of a community, we think of something mass, where a whole bunch of people live together, with a whole bunch of buildings, houses, property, playgrounds. Yeah, that's partly right, yes, for a community. That is considered, yes, a community. But what kind of community are we talking about? Are we talking about this type of community or an Islamic community? One of the meanings that they have for community is, it's a body of persons or nations having a common history or common social, economic, and political interests. This is one of the Webster Dictionary's meanings of community. And as we see as an Islamic community, we have all of these. It's a nation of Muslims that all together, right, from different nationalities, different countries, that come together, that have the same political interests a lot of times we have, and also have a same common history, right? And a common social, economic, and so on and so forth. But one of the main things that we have in common is the Islam for all the Muslims, right? And with this Islam, this commonality, this should bring everybody together, because we have one direction to point to, and this is Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it's one thing in which Allah tells us throughout the whole Quran, which is definitely a formula to establishing a community. And Allah, He tells us to what? Establish the Salat. Right? He says, Allah tells us, He said, and establish the Salat, pay the Zakat, and bow down with those who bow. This is definitely a formula for establishing a community. Allah, He tells us over and over to establish the Salat. Right? Establish the Salat. Basic. Establish. By us establishing the Salat, this brings unity and camaraderie for each other. Just think. By you praying by a brother, you want to get to know the brother. Or you praying by a sister, you want to get to know the sister, right? This brings brotherhood and sisterhood by establishing the Salat. This brings a strength amongst the believers. When people see the people gathering together and praying together, what they see? Unity. This unity brings about a community of people with the same, as they said, common social, economic, and political interests of a body of persons or nations having common. And the common is Allah Azza wa Jalla. And with the Salat that Allah plainly tells us over and over and over to establish, right? This is what He tells us, establish this Salat. This will bring the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the strength amongst us. So when we look at to establish the Salat, then we go into the brotherhood, the sisterhood. As we know in history, right, our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we always have to refer back to the source and also the one who brought the source to us, Allah. And we also have to refer back to our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he has done. And we look when he had migrated from Mecca to Yathrib, Medina, what did he do? The first thing he did when he stepped ground, he what? Established what? The brotherhood system amongst us, right? The brotherhood system. Right? How can I consider you my brother if I don't know you? How can I consider you my sister if I don't know you? But by praying and establishing this Salat, we get to know each other. We notice we have something in common, and that is the worship in Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is what we have in common. Then once we have this main thing in common, and then this establishment happens, then brother, please, come over to my house and eat with me. Sister, please, come over to my house and eat with me. This is the brotherhood, the sisterhood. This is the formula. And we see this from when Rasulullah, he connected the Muhajirins to the Ansars when he had made the Hijrah. It's simple formula. This is not rocket science. It's right there in front of us. We just have to utilize this, we have to utilize the tools in which was given to us. One, Salat. Two, the brotherhood. I'm not going to take too much of people's time, but it's just so simple. And then, once you have all of this, the establishment of the Salat, right? The establishment of the brotherhood, sisterhood. I can't forget the sisterhood, because I don't want to get in trouble, but alhamdulillah, you got to also remember the sisterhood. Why I say that? Because the sisters are also the background of the community, right? People forget about the sisters, right? Who are the ones that mold the youth? The sisters, because a lot of times, we're out doing what we're doing. So we can't forget the sisters also in molding this community. No, we can't, not at all. They play a key part in the community. Key part. So once we establish the Salat, we start the brotherhood, the sisterhood, then what we do now? We get somewhere that a focal place where we can have everything together. As we see the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when he came to Yathrib, after he did the brotherhood, he established the masjid. We have to establish a masjid. Islamic says alhamdulillah good. But with a masjid, we have these rules for the masjid, right? We can't just sell the masjid, right? We can't just see something not just, and we can't just leave it there, right? And the masjid is for everybody, for all the believers. Now, as we see, once we establish this masjid, after we're doing all of this, this bring all the focus to the masjid. A lot of times you see in other communities, once a community starts, they build the focal place, the central place, that people start moving around the masjid. As we see what happened with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. They all moved around the masjid. Right? So what this considered as now, once everybody move around the Islamic center of the masjid, a community. This is a community with a focal place, with a focal ideology, with everything in common for everybody. But we have to notice, before we can do all of this, we first have to have the people. Right? You can't establish the Salat. Right? You can't have brotherhood, nor can you have the Islamic center or masjid if you don't have the people. Now how do we get these people? Of course we have to be on some PR type stuff as Muslims. Because unlike other beliefs or religions, everybody is a $1 million tabligha machine, as you could say. Every Muslim in here is a $1 million tabligha machine. We don't need to go out there and spend all types of money to give people, bring people into Islam. How we bring people into Islam? Through our character. So by our character, we bring the people in. Then we establish the Salat. Then we start the brotherhood. Then we establish the community, the masjid, even though that might be the first thing to do. But if we don't have the people, we can't establish the Salat. We can't have brotherhood, nor can we get the building to establish our community. I hope I'm not confusing everybody. Alhamdulillah. Can I get a Salat Salawat, please? So this is our main focus, is to establish the community. The community in which Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us to establish. This is the community in which we have to put forth the effort to establish these things, like the Salat. Something as simple as that. Simple, right? Don't you think? Establishing a Salat. 5-time Salat, right? Just think, if you knew it was a place where you could go every day to pray 5 times, you would definitely go for the barakats in which Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you for the congregation of Salat. Right? You go. Just think of when you go to this congregation of Salat, you know you're going to see your brothers in which you're going to go eat with, your sisters in which you're going to go shopping with. You go. Right? You definitely go. And then, just say, after you go shopping and playing, whatever it is, you got a center or a focal place in which all of y'all are going to gather together. You'll definitely go. So these type of encouragements make a person come to the masjid. And once we inside this Islamic center masjid, what do? We have social events for everybody. For the children, for the older, for the middle, whatever it is, you know, the middle is. But you have to have social things for everybody. You can't just have one type of program for one people and forget the youth. You have to have programs for each, the young, the middle, and the older. I can't say old because I don't want to start no problems with anybody. But the older, or the mature, as you may say, is that's the politically correct way of saying that, alhamdulillah. But you have to have these programs for everybody. You have to be able to cater to every part of this Islamic society. Because if you just have a program for the older, what about the youth? If you have program for the youth, what about the older? If you have program, Well, let me finish this off and I'll get off. And if you just don't have programs for everybody, we won't have a society. I'd like to thank everybody for your patience and time. And it definitely was a pleasure to stand up in front of y'all, and I have to go. Salaam alaikum.